LBC, I played for them. That's four. And that was about it, I think. But that's quite a few choirs. That's
sometimes you'd play for Saint
material to try to learn, you know.
Right, right. And not only that, you also were instrumental in our great, great friend, Miss Beverly Haynes, and you wrote a couple of songs on her album, Simply Beverly. Okay, yeah, you participated in that. That is a beautiful album, folks. If you don't have it, you need to get it. Beverly Haynes, right out of our very own, yes, right, I'm claiming her, yes, we are. Okay, our very own Miss Beverly Haynes, Simply Beverly. If you don't have her album, you're missing a treat. It's called Simply Beverly. Now, you can contact Beverly. I don't have her phone number right in front of me right now, but you can also contact me. You can contact me directly. Just go to 909-910-0265. Let me repeat, 909-910-0265. And it's called Simply Beverly. And our very own Reverend Floyd Martin, he's instrumental in that. I think you wrote, how many songs did you write off of that album?
Two. The name of the two songs is The Worthy Lamb of God, and the other one is God Will Provide.
Oh, two of my favorites off of that. I love the album. Hey, Beth, I don't know if you have it or heard it. Yes, you've heard me play it before right here on this station. Yes, you have. Beverly Haynes, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, a songstress extraordinaire. And, so Dr. Martin, you, I've called you Dr. Martin. Okay, I've already. I'm not apologizing. Reverend Martin and I, Beth, we've gone, I love talking to him. Like before or after practice, because I absolutely love the meal course. You guys know that, right? I miss them cats, right? Even those knuckleheads, Glenn Thomas and Richard Hearn, I miss them all, right? It was just it was a beautiful group. It is a beautiful group.
Yeah, the meal course, we for real, man.
Man. the meal course is awesome. Oh, and then I cannot leave out Deacon Mouthpiece. Okay.
Hey, be nice. He directed a couple of times.
He sure did. I didn't say I didn't. Look here. I love the brother, but I still call him Deacon Mouthpiece. It's no question about it. No, the meal course there. It was special, man.
Yeah, it
was. It is special. Okay, so. Okay, so I'm going, because I'm going to have something else about that after Beth asks her next question. Okay?
Okay. So, Reverend Martin, do you believe having a thankful heart affects how we feel and react to others?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a thankful heart. Really dictate how you act toward others.
Right.
Because of the fact that you, having a thankful heart, you are really thankful for what God is doing and what he's going to do, his whole creation. You appreciate all of that stuff. And the thing is, you concentrate on bringing out the poverty. In every situation, you see this person here, and you just notice the little things about them that are so great that you just happen to see, and you mention it because you know that it's all of God, you see.
Right.
Versus somebody that don't have a grateful heart. You know, your mindset of what you're entertaining in your mind is exactly what comes out your mouth.
Right.
You see, because if you meditating on the, well, we were talking about it in the sermon that I just preached today. If you meditate on things of God day and night, my, what fruitful things will come out of your mouth.
Right.
If you meditate on negative things, or if you're a person that's not grateful for anything, in every situation that come up in your life, you got to find the bad part about it, and that's what you accentuate. You are really in a bad situation. Mm-hmm. You're not really, I mean, you're hurting yourself, because most of all, it's not really normal to really be in that state of mind, I don't feel, you know. But nevertheless, there are many that are in that state of mind. So you got to be in a mind of gratefulness, I say an attitude of gratitude, you know. Keep an attitude of gratitude. Everything will be all right.
Always. So, Reverend Martin, don't you think just concentrating on God's goodness, even if it means you're able to open your eyes, you may not be in the best physical shape, but just always thinking on the goodness of God. So keeping our minds and our thoughts concentrated on God, His Son that He gave us, the Holy Spirit that dwells with us, within us, makes us have a thankful heart, and actually points others to Christ, because whatever we do, whatever we say, should always point to Christ.
Yes, absolutely, because, you know, all of us have health conditions and this kind of stuff, but that's not really the important thing.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You want to be healthy, yes. You want to be healthy. You want to be as healthy as a horse, but that don't happen to all of us, you see.
Right.
So, therefore, what you must have is Jesus. And that will dictate you how you think and what your attitude is.
Right.
And whether you are thankful or you are not thankful, you see. Mm-hmm. Because I look and I'm so thankful for my wife and my kids. I'm thankful for all of my church family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful for everybody. You really need to be thankful for even the person that people consider bad, because there's something you can find that's good. That's the way you got to approach everything. You have people out there that's doing, what they're doing ain't right, you know. But nevertheless, if you can approach them and point out something that's really good that they may be able to build on, then that would be just a tremendous thing to do, you know.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Wow. What a powerful. Like I said, Reverend Martin, man, oh, man. I keep reflecting back to that sermon that you gave earlier, and it was full of power. You just keep it up. Please keep it up. I mean, well, God will tell you what you need to do. I'm just saying for me, bro, I love the way you delivered that message. Getting back to music and your experience, because this is telling us a lot. The male chorus, we talked about my love for the male chorus being there. I think I joined the male chorus, in 2005. And I had the extreme pleasure of being president for over 10 years there. And the guys, the camaraderie, and Beth, I used to love coming to practice. I love coming to practice because I had a chance to fellowship with, wonderful people like, Reverend Martin and, oh my God, I'm about to say this, Glenn Thomas, Richard Hearn, and the rest of the guys.
They're your best buddies.
You gotta be quiet. They are my friends. Oh my goodness, they are my friends. There was Bobby Henderson, Bobby Hairston. Oh man, so many great guys. Oh, I, yeah, you know what?
You know, we had heads there for a while, a long time. We had
right?
Carter. We had all those guys, you know, and all of them were super talented. And, you know.
Danny Tisdale?
Yeah, Danny Tisdale.
Okay, I'm thinking about my deacons there also that participated. Deacon Poole. Okay, who else am I thinking about? I can see his face right now.
Deacon
Michael
Gill.
That's he's AKA Deacon Mouthpiece.
He is not.
He is Deacon Mouthpiece. You live with him. You already know how much he likes to talk.
Oh. Always about the Lord, absolutely.
He's right. Bobby Harrison. Oh my God, there's so many guys. I'm going to stop right now because I know I'm leaving a whole ton of great guys out, man. But it was absolutely a blast being with you guys. And so... there's one song that I played, and I played it on purpose just before you came up, and that was Your Grace and Mercy. And that was the last song that I had a chance to sing with the male chorus before I left. And, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. My question is, I know with COVID and everything like that, everything has been thrown into disarray. And a lot of the choirs are trying to get back together. The male chorus... are we coming back as a force here? I mean, what do you see as far as the future of the male chorus?
Future look bright to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, it looks bright. We are maintaining right now what we have, and I think it only has room for growth.
Yes.
Know, as we get through all of this pandemic and all these things that have come forth that has hindered us, I think that in the future we will be able to just grow and continue to grow.
Right, right.
That's my vision for the male. That's what I see, you know.
And let's make sure that comes to fruition. Deacon Wade is a few. Oh, man, we just had so many... it was the camaraderie, Sister Beth was just absolutely amazing there. It was just great.
And they've been singing, so, yeah, I mean, they've come together, and, you know, pre-COVID, people, I think, became really comfortable, and then post-COVID, people have become very uncomfortable, and so you have to be willing to carry your own. If anything, the Lord taught me, you have to carry your own in Christ instead of being dependent. You need to be dependent upon the Lord and independent in the ministry, meaning standing on our feet and doing what we need to in order to push the ministry forward.
Right.
And some people we have lost because they've not been able to do that. So the men who have been able to do that come together and sing, usually on the fourth Sunday. Sometimes they combine with the combined choir, which is mainly the Celestial, but Celestial and Sanctuary members singing together. And so we're a mighty voice together. We were last week and this week, as a matter of fact, a combined choir with the male chorus. And so it's neat to hear the lower range of the men when they come and sing with us. So they've been singing. I think they slowed down for a little while.
Right.
When we were just plain live streaming, we didn't have service, and then since we've had service, they've come back. I think if anything, I've recognized because I direct the young people. You don't need a whole bunch of people to sing. You just need two or three people.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, Sister Beth, I used to also. Going, I'm sorry, Reverend Martin.
Yeah, it's evident. You should see the job that I'm, you know, giving Sister Beth Gill her props. You should see the results she's getting from four of them, four youth choirs.
Oh,
man, it's just phenomenal. It's kind of like
I love it. I love it.
And, you see, it depends on where your heart is and what you want to do.
Right.
You see, yeah, right. You don't take many to sing. It just, it's just the ones that come and pour has to sing.
Right.
Well,
that's the whole song. That's the whole song.
I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, right.
And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you, let me share this with both of you, because I started off singing with the male chorus, right? And then I caught myself trapped up. I was singing with Beth's choir. What was that? The Celestial Choir. I was singing with the, oh, my God, with Pauline. And yeah, the Sanctuary Choir. And then I said, wait a minute, hold it. Then Rhonda kind of trapped me into getting on the praise team. I said, good Lord. But you know what? I will not take anything back. I loved it all.
Yeah.
Loved it all. Hey, Beth. Oh, Reverend Martin, if there's anything you want to say, but Beth, you have the last question. Who is Beth?
Reverend Martin, do you have anything else you
want to
share with us that we may have forgotten to ask?
No, you know, we've covered a lot of stuff. I really appreciate you guys allowing me this opportunity to sit in with you and to just sit down and discuss some things, you know, that's really important in your lives, my lives, or anybody's life that's listening out there, you see.
Amen.
That's how we really contribute to, you know, our society or whatever. We say things or do things that somebody can glean from.
Right.
Somebody can glean from that will help them in their walk in life, you see.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, Beth, I'm going to do something a little different here this week. I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to ask Reverend Martin to come in with a prayer.
Okay,
because I just want to just hear. This is Lord Jesus. One of my favorites is James Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel always tired. Is that okay with y'all? Is that all right? Wow. Lord Jesus, help us.
Listen, this is what she said.
Nobody told me
that the road don't believe he brought me this far to leave. Why don't y'all sing? This far. Can I get a witness here tonight?
Father God, In the name of Jesus, I know you haven't brought us this far to leave us. But Lord, you are a good God. And we are so thankful for your many blessings. We thank you for Brother William. We thank you for Sister Gill. We just thank you for all of our members at New Hope. We thank you for our pastor. And Lord, just continue to be with us throughout the rest of this year, Father, leading us over into 2023. Father, we can't go anywhere or do anything without you. So, Lord, just be with us. Protect us. Keep us, Father. Keep us running on the right path, Father. Keep us. Because you said that you would supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Lord, give us what we need. And, Father, look on the look on those that are behind prison walls. Look on those that are homeless, Father, and all that's in adverse situations. We know adversity, Father, comes in and out of our lives, Father. We know that we are either in three positions in our lives throughout our lives. And this happens throughout our lives. We're either going into a storm, in the middle of a storm, or coming out of a storm. Father, allow us to be able to exist whenever we are in any of those three positions, Father. And then, Lord, when we've done all we can do, and we've closed our hymn books and Bibles, Father, save a place in your kingdom where we can praise you forever and ever and evermore. These and all other blessings.